Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Bob Carey, the founder of Sarah's Kitchen. Named after the wife of the biblical figure Abraham, their mission is to welcome and feed those in our community who are hungry. Sarah's Kitchen served its first hot meal at the First United Methodist Church in Port St. Lucie 3 years ago, and has since grown to 4 locations, serving over 700 hot meals a week, thanks to the help of over 500 volunteers. Bob, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Well, thank you.
Was it difficult to get the various houses of worship on board to help start Sarah's Kitchen?
Yes, it's somewhat of a miracle because it is difficult to get different denominations to come together and work together, because doctrine in itself tends to separate us, but love and service unites us. And there are people who believe that that is what we're called to do, and I'm thankful for those congregations that are willing to make that sacrifice for the sake of service rather than doctrine.
Because you're replicating Sarah's Kitchen at different locations, it must be very labor-intensive. How does it actually work?
Sarah's Kitchen has over 500 volunteers, and we have teams. We have 4 sites right now. Each day that we serve, there is a different team of around 30, 35 people.
In the 3 years that Sarah's Kitchen has been open, has the level of need changed at all?
Well, the need has changed immediately when we started Sarah's Kitchen. We were serving a lot of people who had lost their jobs in the construction industry. But we still have a lot of people who are losing jobs here. And in fact, we have a lot of people who can't get jobs in this county. And we have the traditional poor that Jesus said we'd have with us always. And those are the physically handicapped and mentally disadvantaged and street people. And we have lots of those in this area. And seniors who are on fixed incomes. A lot of seniors are struggling. I just had one senior talk to me the other night and say that they were having a hard time deciding whether to pay their utility bill or their car insurance. It's difficult for people on fixed incomes. Since I started Sarah's Kitchen, the price of food has gone up radically. The gas costs have gone up. A lot of people can't even afford to drive to Sarah's Kitchen.
I'm speaking with Bob Carey, the founder of Sarah's Kitchen. How many people do you typically feed on any given night?
It varies because of the place. We have as probably low as 125, but then we have over 300, depending on the night, what's happening in the community, whether it's the beginning of the month or the end of the month, whether it's a holiday or not. I mean, it varies.
And the people cooking and serving the meals, are they for the most part volunteers?
All volunteers. Everyone who works for Sarah's Kitchen, including me, is a volunteer. We have no paid staff. Any money given to Sarah's Kitchen, 100% of it goes directly to buying food and supplies. If it wasn't for the volunteers, Sarah's Kitchen wouldn't exist. It is absolutely amazing to me that we have over 500 volunteers who are willing to give of their time and make Sarah's Kitchen work. I mean, it wouldn't happen if it wasn't for the volunteers from this community. And we have 28 congregations that are involved. Many of them are struggling financially also, and yet they're willing to make sacrifices to help us out and help the people who are hungry in this community.
I've been speaking today with Bob Carey with Sarah's Kitchen. If you'd like to find out more about the work they're doing or to volunteer, go to their website, saraskitchen.org. Bob, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.